Turning to church news now, and Pope Benedict XVI has sent a telegram expressing his condolences to the Archbishop of Paris, André Vantois, following the death last night of the Archbishop's predecessor, Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger. In the telegram, Pope Benedict gave thanks to God for Cardinal Lustiger's ministry and remembered the late Cardinal Archbishop of Paris as an intellectually clear-sighted man of faith and dialogue. Chris Altieri has more.
Aaron Lustiger was born in the French capital on the 17th of September 1926 to parents who were Polish Jews and had immigrated to France at the beginning of the 20th century. During the Nazi occupation, his parents were deported and his mother died in Auschwitz. A family in Orléans took in the Lustiger's young son. Through contact with that family, he was converted to Catholicism. On August 25th, 1940, in the chapel of the bishop's residence, where 20 years later he would be the pastor, Lustiger was baptized, taking the name Jean-Marie. After secondary studies and a year working as a mechanic, Lustiger entered the Carmelite Seminary in Paris. He was ordained a priest on the 17th of April, 1954. In November of 1979, John Paul II appointed Lustiger Bishop of Orléans. Just over a year later, on January 31, 1981, Bishop Lustiger came to be the head of the Paris Archdiocese. Throughout his entire life, Cardinal Lustiger remained profoundly rooted in the tradition of faith he inherited from his parents and was constantly active in Catholic-Jewish dialogue. For years, Lustiger was the public face of the Church in France and discussed his faith with French state television.
My religion is not Judaism, but I am a Jew. That means that I'm a descendant of Abraham, of Isaac, Levi. All my ancestors were as well, so I am too.
In 1998, Lustiger received the Nostra Aetate Award for advancing Catholic-Jewish relations by the Center for Christian-Jewish Understanding, an interfaith group based at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut. A firm believer in the Second Vatican Council, Cardinal Lustiger became increasingly concerned with the condition of Western culture.
We live in terrible times. It's something we have to take extremely seriously.
Still, Cardinal Lustiger firmly believed the progress of the gospel to be unstoppable, saying in 2003 that the importance of Africa and the Americas in the life of the Church would only increase, and that the third millennium would see the evangelization of Asia. A funeral mass for Cardinal Jean-Marie Lustiger is scheduled for Friday, August 10th, at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris. I'm Chris Altieri.